What bizarre things have you hidden from your partner? You can text us this morning, 99925. We don't have to reveal your identity. There's got to be something, or maybe not. We want to know about it. It's Vinny, Nikki, and Sam. You're not going to believe what some people have admitted to Whisper. If you go to whisper.com, there are men and women who have admitted some things that they have hidden from their partners that are pretty intense. And there are other people who have revealed that they admit to something that's not so bad. Like some guys, they stay in the bathroom longer because they don't want to get out and, you know, deal with responsibilities.
Oh, God.
I have friends of mine, when they go to hockey, I've heard them use the excuse that our game got delayed. So it's like, there was a problem with the Zamboni.
And you're really sitting there drinking beer after
the
game.
They want to stay later with the guys.
Okay. So they're hiding the truth.
They're hiding the truth, you know. Mm-hmm. I know for me, sometimes I pretend that I'm asleep when my wife is talking to me. Like, it's at night. I'm lying down. She's like, okay, babe. You know, she's in that chatty mood. I'm like, I'm just asleep. I fake it. So I hear her go, babe, 3-4 times. And then
do you get the fake snore going as well?
No, I'm not good at the fake snore. I think it's too fake.
You should work on that.
Well, it's too fake.
It has to be faint.
All right, Sam, is there anything you would admit to hiding from Josie?
Other than my illegitimate child? Okay. I mean, I occasionally hide the empty liquor bottle when I don't want to face too many questions. Hide my socks. I have to hide my socks because she just insists on wearing them all the time, and she just does not want to buy her own, so I have to hide them from her.
Okay. And Nikki, I imagine when you were in relationships, you didn't really hide much.
No, right? It's like I have a problem where I say too much. Like, looking back in relationships, I'm like, maybe you shouldn't have said that. I am so transparent. You guys know me.
I know.
I am extremely transparent.
Going back in time, what would you have hid?
What would I have hidden in hindsight?
There's got to be something there.
Ooh.
One of your organic honeys, it's about $80. You don't want him touching that. You got to hide that.
No,
that's just for you.
I wouldn't have. Maybe there were times in certain relationships where I would have hid my feelings early on, okay. You know, where I was really open and honest about the way I felt really early on. And had I been, well, I mean, it wasn't meant to be, so whatever. The past is the past. But
go.
I'm just like, I think maybe he felt like it was a little too much too soon. He's calling me these days, though.
Oh, there you go. All right.
There you go.
He's not hiding his feelings now.
All right. What have you hidden from your spouse or are currently hiding? You can text us 99925. This is from whisper.com. Some men have admitted this. One says, I've hooked up with more guys than girls and my wife doesn't know.
Oh.
I hide my cigarette butts in the dirty diapers so my wife doesn't find them. That's
disgusting.
That is disgusting. I wish you didn't tell us that, if I'm being honest.
My wife doesn't know, but I wear her underwear to work.
Oh, my God.
Another guy admitted I got drunk and made out with one of my exes the other night. My wife doesn't know. And my wife doesn't know that her friend wants to have me. Now, these are pretty big. But is there anything that you have hidden in the past? You can text them at 99925.
I'm scarred here.
According to whisper.com, some women have admitted to hiding this from their partners. One says, my husband doesn't know that I still write to my ex in prison.
What? That is a telenovela or something. Wow.
Are you serious?
Wow. This one is juicy too. It says, sometimes I pretend the baby is difficult to put down at night and keeps waking up so that I can just rock him longer and hopefully my husband will fall asleep and not expect me to jump in the sack with him.
Oh, wow. That's a nice tactic.
Vinny, now you'll know.
Yes, I know. I'm gonna look for the signs. Somebody says, I have $20,000 in my bank account that my husband doesn't know about. She's hiding some money from him.
Wow.
And also, my husband doesn't know that I mix Viagra in his food.
That is dangerous. I can't even laugh at that one. That is dangerous. You cannot give people medication.
I hope he's microdosing.
No more questions.
Wow.
I am not asking any more questions.
Wow. Christopher, what are you hiding in your relationship?
Okay. Well, I got married once,
mm-hmm.
and I got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And now I met someone a year and a half ago. And she want to get married, and I had that I don't want to get married, but to be with her, I have to get married.
So you're so you're hiding that you don't want to get married, but you're getting married.
Yes, madam.
I'm getting married. Hey, are you sure you want to do this?
Can we? Maybe you should have a conversation.
I know. I tried. I'm serious. I really tried. I told her my reasons, and it's still not acceptable. So. I'm going for it.
Okay. I wish I could say a great idea.
Good
but
luck.
I can't.
Vinny, any advice here?
Don't do it, man. Yeah. I've been there. I made that mistake. Walk away now, okay? Disappear.
Yeah,
fake your death.
Imagine it's the one, and I'm just scared because I want to get married. I don't want to get married. And maybe she is the one, and she probably in the future will show me that she is the one.
Okay, Jay, what we need to do is have an epic bachelor party and get it all out of your system so that we'll
the day Sam after. Sam will come join you. Okay,
thanks,
wait.
You guys.
Have a good one. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so hopefully we've helped out that whole situation there.
I don't think how would you feel that way?
It might spark a conversation. It might help things.
I feel uncomfortable. I was just expecting, like, you know, I crush a box of donuts and don't tell my husband. Those were the kind of stories I was expecting.